Good afternoon, 5:44 on this wintry Wednesday afternoon. I'm Jill Dittmeyer. And of course, you look outside or you step outside and you feel the cold air. And last week, school kids were delighting in the fact that schools were delayed and closed. And parents once again faced with that question, what do I do with my kid today because he can't go to school and I still have to go to work? Well, this afternoon, we might have some new answers for you. Joining us live in studio is Crystal Struben with AYS Kids. Welcome once again, Crystal.
Thank you, Jill. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here again. Well, let's start first. Tell folks, update everybody again on what AYS is, what your program is all about, and what you do.
Sure. Well, AYS is a before and after care program. We operate in schools across 8 school districts in Marion County and some of the surrounding counties. We provide enriching activities for kids, and we make sure kids have a safe place to go before and after school, and we have 44 sites.
And one of the other special things that you do is you provide a site for kids when these school delays and closings happen. And this is something I think a lot of parents aren't aware of.
Right. We do provide a really critical service during the inclement weather time. So we operate 6 locations. We have 2 in Noblesville, 1 in two in Noblesville, 2 in Washington Township. We also serve a school in Decatur Township, and then we operate out of a local church here in Marion County for IPS. So we operate this program for our AYS families, but also if you are not an AYS family, you can still drop your child off at one of our sites in your school district, or anyone can visit our program at First Meridian Heights Presbyterian Church over on Central Avenue.
And is there an age range, certain grade levels that you take?
Yes, we do kindergarten through 12 years old. And if parents need assistance but aren't currently a family, they just need to fill out a provisional registration form that's on our website, and then they can just drop off. And if they want to make sure that they have a plan B in place just in case there is inclement weather, they can go ahead and do that form in advance. But either way, we're there for families, so they just need to contact us, and we'll make sure that their child is taken care of.
AYSKids.org,
yes.
The website, the best way to find out that information.
Yes, please.
I'm guessing you have a lot of kids on those days.
We do. In the sites, most of our sites saw at least 50 kids. In the Noblesville area, one site actually had almost 75 kids, so we served about 100 kids in the Noblesville area.
And is there ever a day when AYS Kids is not open when the weather is too bad?
Very, very rarely. Most often our inclement weather sites are open. The exception would be if there's an emergency order in a county where we provide services, then in that case we would not be able to provide services. But in most cases, and I think in my years as a parent with AYS, which has been almost 4 years, only I remember maybe 2 times that's happened. So typically we are available for families.
Yeah, your program's been around for a long time, serving a lot of people.
We're about to celebrate our 35th year anniversary.
Wow. And we talk about not just providing a safe place for kids on those snow days, but just in general. And you mentioned before some of the problems that they've had at the malls lately, mm-hmm. and with the outbreak, the brawl at the mall and things like that. That's an issue that your group takes very seriously.
We do, and I think this is really a perfect opportunity to highlight why programs like AYS are so important, so that young kids have a place to go when school is not in session. And there are some really great groups out there that are providing similar services. And then there are also groups like the Indiana After School Network and the McCoy Commission on Youth that are really looking at even a broader range of age groups. And I think it's really critical that we come together and make sure that young kids have a place to go. And we're doing programs in those after-school times that are helping them build character development, helping them make responsible choices, and prepare them for when they become teenagers. At the same time, we really have to address what happens to kids that are older than 12 years old. What programs are they able to access so that they aren't spending time in activities or being exposed to risky behaviors?
AYSKids.org is the place to go if you want to use their services, volunteer, or help this organization. Crystal, thank you, and we're still hoping for an early spring.
All right. Thank you so much.